Here we are again with another episode of Stories and Stuff. Sometimes stories, sometimes stuff. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller here in Minneapolis. There's people you'll remember forever, like my friend Jason. He lived up until 1993 in March when he was 5 years old, and that's when he died. Well, he may have died, but for me, he'll always live inside me because I'll always remember him. One day he called me up and asked me if artificial eyes, like plastic eyes, if they could cry. And I didn't know, but I said, well, they couldn't cry, but I don't know, maybe even if you do have your eyes taken out, you could still cry. So I called somebody that did have glass eyes, and they said, indeed, you can cry because the tear ducts are in the eye sockets and not part of the eyes. So he said he cries every now and then. He needs to cry, and tears come out and everything. But Jason would always ask those kind of questions, like, can blind people get dizzy? And I said, well, at least I do if I go around and around. And he said, you know, grown-ups are funny. They say put your shoes and socks on, but you really don't do it that way, even though they say to. I wonder why. And I said, well, language is a funny, funny thing. You don't always say exactly what things are. There was a lot of magic in Jason's house, too. One night we had a sleepover, me and him. He was 4 years old, and he was in bed in Florida, and I was in bed here in Minnesota, and we were on the phone, on both of us on speaker phones, actually, except I picked up the regular phone when I was talking, but when I kind of laid down and fell asleep, I'd put it on the speaker and be listening until he woke up and would tell me he had a bad dream or something like that. Well, during the night, a magic thing happened at Jason's house. The sugar bread fairy came. Probably, if you could see her, she's probably invisible, but if you could see her, I bet she would look just a lot like Jason's mother. Very, very quietly, into the night, into Jason's room, she'd come, and there was a special dish there with a tightly closed lid. In Florida, you have to do that to keep the bugs away from anything. And suddenly, when Jason next awoke and he would open it and find the sugar bread fairy had come, there'd be little sugar bread sandwiches, white bread with the crust cut off like Jason liked, and lots of sugar and some butter to hold it on, little sugar bread sandwiches in that bowl, straight from the sugar bread fairy. And I got to hear the sugar bread fairy come in that night. The little noise of the lid moving very quietly, lifting up, and the little clink of the lid going back down, tiny, tiny little sound. It was right near the speaker. And then I heard her whisper, I love you, to Jason. She whispered, I love you. So I got to hear the sugar bread fairy come, but Jason never did. She always seemed to know when Jason was asleep. Well, Jason, one day, during his days when he felt better, some days he felt better than others, he was out digging a hole in the yard and playing in the dirt. He told me how wonderful the deep dirt was because it was cooler and it smelled different. It had a very special smell. And he found a worm and he brought it in and was asking me if I had ever felt a worm. And I told him about the Hurricane Donna, when there was tons and tons of worms that had come up from the ground because it was so much rain and the worms needed to find a drier place. And he went out and stuck a lollipop into the ground and planted it. And his mother saw him and he said, do you think it's going to come up? Well, I don't know. And maybe it might, to a lollipop tree. I don't know. I'll try it, he said. And so his mother said, well, we'll just have to wait and see if that comes up, won't we? And each day, Jason would check it, and nothing was happening. But She said, you have to be patient when magic happens. Sometimes even magic takes a little while. Jason's mother got together with a lot of her friends, and they were planning something rather secretly. And hidden in the trunk was something. And she had collected lollipops. And one night, when Jason was very sleepy, and somebody was staying with him to make sure he would be asleep, actually, and not go outside or anything, several women came very, very late at night, and something mysterious was happening in the yard. Very, very mysterious. Very quietly. And maybe Jason's mother was out there, too. Well, towards early morning, Jason did wake up and went outside like he liked to in the morning to see the dew. And he came back, jumping and yelling and screaming for his mother to wake up. She got in a pose of looking very, very sleepy, not letting on that she had been in bed maybe for 15 minutes or so after the night's secret escapade out there. Mommy, Mommy, the lollipops came up. They growed and growed and growed. There's a million, billion, thousand up there. There's just a big, big lollipop tree. And indeed, there was hundreds put together with little twigs and stuff hanging on there. And it was maybe 8 feet long, I think she guessed, out there. And she was very, very surprised to see it. She said, oh, you're just imagining. There's not a lollipop tree out there already, is there? There really is. Come quick, come quick. So he kind of drug his mother out in her pajamas and everything and went out there. Oh, my gosh. During the night, that must have come up. She acted very surprised because there was a zillion, squillion, 11, 40 and more lollipops out there on that big, big tree, and Jason talked about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. He remembered that till he left and went to Playland, that special place we used to talk about. He said that there was a swing that would hold 50 kids. Him and his friend Corey talked about it, and they were saving a place for me on it. I told him it'd be a long time till I came, but I would surely be there someday. And I would love to swing on it. The day Jason met Corey, he came home and cried. He said, Joy Bubbles, it was really, really sad. I met a little girl and she has no feet. She was born without no feet at all. And, you know, just her little legs come down and there's no feet at the end. It's very sad. That was the first time he found out that a person could be born with no feet. He met her at the hospital where he met his friend Corey. He sure loved Barney, too. There was, before Barney was on TV, he got him on video, and he was so excited. Barney's going to come right on TV, you know, and it was just a big thing, and he watched the first one, and there was 30 of them, and over time he watched all 30 of them. Well, Jason died in 93, and his mother left things in his room just like they were, the half-built Lego things and just everything in its place for a long time. She thinks it was about 2 years. It was just too hard to move anything or throw anything away. Well, the other thing was it was tons of toys. People had got him toys for when he was going to get well and everything, and a lot of them were still wrapped up. She hadn't even opened them. And she thought about it. And, you know, toys get awfully lonely when they don't have a child to love them and play with them. The ones that were sitting there that had been played with and the ones that were still in the boxes that never had the chance of being played with by a kid. They just looked very, very lonely and sad, those toys. So she decided to have a playgroup in Jason's room with all his stuff and everything and call it Jason's Playroom. She thought and thought about it. And she was cleaning up the place and dusting and moving some things and getting rid of a cookie that was still in there and all those kind of things. It was very, very hard. And she came to the TV, and she was dusting it off and wondered if it would still work. It hadn't been played for a couple of years because it was Jason's TV. And she happened to turn it on just when Barney was ending. And there was a little boy that said, "I love you, Barney." And Barney said, "I love you too, Jason." And her little boy was Jason. And it was like a sign to her. She didn't know if it was really on the program or not. But I got curious, and I found out what program was on that day, and it was program 304. And so I called up the station here and found out when 304 was coming and listened. And way at the end, sure enough, "I love you, Barney." And Barney said, "I love you too, Jason." Right at the end, just like she had heard. She thought it might have been something from Spirit or something. And she said, that was kind of a sign that it was okay for me to, you know, do the playgroup and everything like that, right in Jason's, let other kids play with his stuff. You could imagine how excited those kids were when there was all those boxes and things to tear open and paper thrown all over the place just to get to the toys and everything, and they could take one, their favorite toy, they could take home. And they played most of the day, and some stuff was already open, and it was like Christmas. It was more toys than they could imagine all at once. It was sort of toy overload. It was just so much fun. And every week they would come and play in memory of Jason. So even mothers know magic, the magic of the lollipop tree. And I have some magic memories of my friend Jason that cried when he met the little girl that had no feet. And I remember the night, too. It was a magic night when he said, "Do they put you to sleep when they take your eyes out to give somebody your eyes?" I said, "Well, actually, they wait till somebody's dead to do it." "Well, then they might not work." He said, "You're blind, and I can see, and I might not live too long, so I want to give you my eyes, and then you could see, and I... You know, because I want to give him my eyes, Mommy. He's my friend." So I'd never had a four-year-old want to, like, have his eyes taken out and give them to me. And I said, "Well, it's actually not my eyes. They think it might be in my nerves or brain or something." And I said, "That's why I act so crazy." But anyway, I'll always remember that, too. A friend is a treasure that you... that lives forever, even though he died, through me and his mother and all his friends. He'll never completely go away. Well, next time there'll be another story. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. And take some time to play. Bye for now.
At the tone,